I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hi everyone, I'm Ben and welcome to today's English podcast. And on today's podcast, something a little bit different. I'm going to be doing a review of a concert. Before I do that and you find out all about the concert, let's have a look at some vocabulary that I'll be using in today's episode. I'm going to give you the word first of all, and then at the end we'll take a look at the definitions and how I use them, but try to understand the words based on the context. So the first word is unaware. This is an adjective. Unaware. U-N-A-W-A-R-E. Unaware. Next, a phrasal verb. Pass away. Pass away. And the next word is related, but it's a noun. Passing. Passing. Next we have a verb. To mourn. M-O-U-R-N. Mourn. Next, untimely. Untimely. U-N. T-I-M-E-L-Y, untimely. Next, a lineup, line, and then a little dash, and then up, line up. Next, star-studded, so star, and then a little dash, and then studded, S-T-U. D-D-E-D, star-studded. Next we have a phrasal verb, to kick off. Kick off. Next, apt, A-P-T, that's an adjective, apt. Two more, both phrases, to fight back the tears, to fight back the tears, and finally, time will tell. Time will tell. What does that mean? Listen very carefully for those words. See if you can understand them based on the context. And as I said, we'll come back to them at the end. Okay, so here is today's concert review. Last Saturday, the 3rd of September, I went to the Taylor Hawkins tribute concert at Wembley Stadium. For those unaware, Taylor Hawkins was the drummer of the American rock band, the Foo Fighters. Sadly, earlier this year, he passed away while the band were on tour in South America. The band announced that they would be paying tribute to their bandmate with two concerts, one in London and one in Los Angeles. Announcing the concerts, the Foo Fighters wrote, "Millions mourned his untimely passing on March the 25th, with passionate and sincere tributes coming from fans as well as musicians Taylor idolized. The Taylor Hawkins tribute concerts will unite several of those artists, the Hawkins family, and of course, his Foo Fighters brothers, in celebration of Taylor's memory and his legacy as a global rock icon, his bandmates and his inspirations playing the songs that he fell in love with and the ones he brought to life." I was lucky enough to attend the Wembley show, and I'm going to give you a short review of the concert. As promised, this really was a celebration of the man and the music he loved. The lineup was star-studded. Sir Paul McCartney, Queen, Liam Gallagher, and members of AC/DC and Metallica, just to name a few of the bands and artists that showed up to play for Taylor. Liam Gallagher kicked the concert off with the Oasis classic Rock and Roll Star, very apt for the occasion. And he followed that with the equally appropriate Live Forever. This was at 4:30 in the afternoon. There would still be another 6 hours of live music. But for all the incredible bands on show, the highlight for me was seeing Taylor Hawkins' 16-year-old son playing the drums for the Foo Fighters classic My Hero. It was a perfect performance and tribute to his father. It was an incredibly emotional evening, with lead singer Dave Grohl fighting back the tears as he paid tribute to his friend and bandmate. As someone who has seen the Foo Fighters on several occasions, it was strange to see them perform without Taylor, and time will tell what's next for the band. But it was an amazing night, and I am so happy that I was there for it. Okay. So I hope you enjoyed that review. Let's take a look at the vocabulary that I mentioned at the start. The first word is unaware. I said, for those unaware, Taylor Hawkins was the drummer of the Foo Fighters. Unaware means having no knowledge of a situation. The next was a phrasal verb, pass away. Sadly, he passed away while the band were on tour. This means to die. And the next word we'll look at is related, passing. And they'll also look at another couple of words with that word. Passing means death. So the sentence came in the Foo Fighters statement where they wrote, millions mourned his untimely passing. So to mourn means to experience sadness after someone dies. And untimely is used to describe something that happens prematurely or too soon. And as I said, passing means death. So millions will have been extremely sad, experienced real sadness after the death, which was too soon. The next word, lineup. I said the lineup was star-studded. Well, a lineup is a list of artists or bands to perform at a concert or a festival. And star-studded is when there are lots of stars, famous people, at an event. Next, kickoff. And it was Liam Gallagher that kicked the concert off. This means to start an event. Next, the word apt. He kicked the concert off with the Oasis classic Rock and Roll Star, which was very apt for the occasion. This means very appropriate. Two more. Fight back the tears. Dave Grohl had to fight back the tears as he paid tribute to his friend. This means to try to stop yourself crying. And finally, time will tell. At the end, I said, time will tell what's next for the band. And this means we will see what will happen in the future. Okay, so hopefully those words and expressions are clear for you. If you want to read the transcript of today's episode, that review of the concert, then you can do so by joining the Learn English with Ben fan club. For €5 a month, you will get access to several transcripts of these podcasts every single week. 4 transcripts of my other podcast, Learn English with News, Apprendre l'anglais avec Lactu, and 1 transcript a week of this podcast, Parlez Anglais. And it's not just the transcripts you will get, you'll also have all of the keywords and grammar points as well. So if you're interested, then go to my Patreon page, patreon.com/learnenglishwithben. That's Patreon, which is patreon.com/learnenglishwithben. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time for another podcast.